On Guten Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayishlach. Over the last few weeks, we have been speaking about tragic events. We are now in Chodesh Kislev. We are now a few days from Hanukkah. I'd like to get in the mood a little bit, share with us some chizuk. Chanukah is the time in our life that went me'afela la'ira, me'choshech la'ir. And Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, this month, the Yom Tovim, the light of Chanukah, should Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach turn around the situation. I want to share tonight's teleconference. Is sponsored by the Frager family, the Nishmas, their grandmother, Nechama Bas Yubi Echil, Meir Neshama, have an aliyah. We say a freilich in Chanukah. A happy Chanukah. Not everybody was very fond of that. As a matter of fact, I just tonight as the Boston Rebbe of Levi Yitzchak's Yartzeit. I was just at the Yartzeit Suda in Beis Pinchas. The Rebbe Zatzal had a minute, he would not wish a freilich in Chanukah, a happy Chanukah. He would wish a lechting in Chanukah, a light. And I asked the Rebbe Zatzal where it came from. I asked the Rebbe Shlita where it came from. And they shared the same thing. That they felt that the freilich in Chanukah came from the word merry, something else. That's what they felt very strongly. So they had a custom to wish a lechting in Chanukah. But even in Hebrew, they say Chanukah Sameach, which probably didn't come from Christianity. So I heard, we all know that the Greeks had three things that they attacked. They're very strange ones. Shabbos, Chodesh, and Mila. They attacked Shabbos, no Bris Mila, no Shabbos, and no Bris Chodesh. Odd three. Shabbos, maybe, but what was it? Those three, Shabbos, Chodesh, and Mila, the Rosh Tevis, Sameach. Those three mitzvahs, Sameach, Shabbos, Mila, and Chodesh, was the essence of the joy of Klal Yisrael, of the connection of Klal Yisrael. What the Greeks could not take about us was that inner joy. Esav Soines Yaakov, why is it so? The joy that we have. I spoke to survivors. The only way to get the Nazis, Yimach Shimon V'Zichra, mad was when Yidden were smiling in the concentration camps. When you couldn't get them down. When we have that simcha, they hate us for it. And it is the simcha that brings people closer, Yidden closer. Ask people what brought them to Yiddishkeit. They'll tell you a Shabbos and Chodesh. What a Shabbos and Chodesh. Shabbos, we all know, Chodesh is the Yomim Tovim. We all know all the Yomim Tovim are built on Chodesh. And the Greeks knew if we could destroy Chodesh, if we could destroy Rosh Chodesh, there will not be any more Yomim Tovim. That's the essence of the joy of Klal Yisrael. Why? The world lives in misery. Why? The world lives in the pain of the past and the anxiety of the future. A Yid needs to live in the present. Because in the present there's joy. Because in the present you can do something. Just last night in the Chovas Halvavos Shir, Shara B'Tochen, I shared that if you go through Yud, K, Vav, K, which is the only one of the tenses, past, present, and future, that's in Hashem's name. Hoya, Hoive, Viyye. Hoive is in Hashem's name. The word Yud, K, Hey, Vav, Hey is Hoive. The way to connect is with the present. People that are not happy are busy with the future and the past. When a Yid sits on Shabbos Kodesh, he deletes the past week with all its challenges and deletes the future week. On Yontif, we have a yearning to go ahead and come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the joy of Mila? Mila represents suppressing desire. Mila represents not fulfilling, not being overindulged. Do you know why in America, where there's so much good, the depression rate is the highest in the world? Why? What people don't realize is joy comes from suppressing desire, from not indulging, from being in control. People don't understand. Eating on a matzah tainus, a non-Jew has no such concept what that means. Even eating after a Shabbos morning davening that was nice and long. The ability of not being able to eat and then eating when you're allowed to eat. There's joy in that. Should I prove you there's joy in that? Walk around the streets of Boston. How many people are vegan and vegetarian or some other things that they're creating? Why are people creating themselves diets? Everybody. They want to feel alive. They want to feel human. When you're overindulged, it feels disgusting. When you could refrain and control, then even worldly pleasures are much more pleasurable. The Chasam Sofer says something incredible. Yitzchak tells Esav, Al Charbacha Tichya, with a sword you live. You know what he was telling him, says the Chasam Sofer? The second you don't have a sword in life, you're not fighting for something, you have no desire to live. Chasam Sofer tells a story, and Parshas Toldos, about someone who won a lottery, a mega, whatever the big lottery was in Pressburg back in the day. He said, there was not a Jewish fellow. He won the lottery. And he committed suicide the next day, 2 days later. Chasam Sofer explains why. Indulged. There was no desire left. There was nothing to dream about. They were just living such decadent lives. So when you have all the money finished, what else is there? What was the difference between Cheshech and Or, between the Greeks and us? The Greeks were famous for their indulgence. They had wisdom. Chazal, the Rishonim quote, the Chachmei Yavon, they were brilliant. They had no concept of suppression, of desire. There's no concept of enjoying the present. And they hated us for it. All they wanted is to rip out the Torah. They didn't want us dead. They appreciated our wisdom and what we contributed to society, unlike all of our other enemies. They just said that the Sameach, they couldn't deal with us. Why are Yidden always so happy? Why is a Yidden joy when he comes to shul and he davens? When you watch a Yid sitting and learning, he's overjoyed. You watch someone doing a chesed. You watch a mother taking her children to cheder. They have no money back in the day. They had no gashmias. What's driving these people to be so happy? Sameach. Chanukah Sameach. Chasam Sofer pleads with us. And he says, as a person yearns to get closer, Achar B'chatecha, you have something to live for. We have so much. We want to get closer. Let's look around the world, enveloped in sadness. Does anyone know why people are getting sucked into such silliness? Everyone's wondering on whether it's campuses or here. Everyone's getting sucked into such silly ideologies. When people are sad and people are depressed, they buy into everything. How did Hitler sell his thing against Yidden in 1933? It was during the Great Depression. It was during that era. Everything sold. People were just not happy with themselves. For entertainment, they fight. This is the world we're living in. It's a very sad world. And that's what's going on. What is our avodah on Hanukkah? What's the light in the darkness? What's the beauty of Hanukkah? It's these mitzvahs that bring us joy. Please remember this. The Shabbos that brings us such joy. We live with serenity. What do you mean? How are you not working today? How are you going to have money? We're calm. A yontif, chaydesh. And our lives, which, yeah, restricted, delicious, a life of meaning, a life of control that we live. They begged us, the Greeks just wanted us to indulge in their food, in their beauty contest. They were into physical and physical. That's all they cared about. And they couldn't understand why we were happy. Next time you wish someone a freilich in Hanukkah, you're not just wishing them that their donut should be fresh and good. Don't even try. Well, it depends where you live. That's not what you're wishing them. A freilich in Hanukkah means live Hanukkah. What's your Shabbos Hanukkah going to look like? What's your whole day? We sit and we're supposed to say Shvach V'Doy, sing Shiris, Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, living the present. They could not understand how someone who couldn't make his ends meet sat down Friday night at the table and was singing with smiles and joy. They hated us for it. But remember, the next time you're feeling that maybe you'd like to indulge, remember it was what they were jealous of. Why they're becoming vegetarians and vegans and all these they're jealous. They can't believe that you could live in this world and be happy. Because we have Mila again, which represents the suppression of desire. We really need to internalize this. Hanukkah comes and goes. It's very easy to miss it because it's days, it's school days, it's work days. Gotta catch it. Why is Hanukkah no iser to work? Why is there school? Hanukkah is what we call a vachnige yantif. It's the day we bring the joy into the everyday. We don't need to lock ourselves up. Usually to feel yantif, sometimes you have to not go to work. You have to sit at a table and sit and sing. Hanukkah, we recognize how fortunate we were by the fact how much the Greeks couldn't stand us. And by that, we can celebrate that joy even on a regular work day. We go to work. We look at ourselves. We're appropriate at work. We know who we can talk to, who we can't, where we can look, where we can't. What a life! Sinas Esav, the hatred of Esav starts in this week's parasha. Esav comes to Yaakov Avinu. And what's his biggest problem with Yaakov? He's ready to kill him. Ma'ila lecha, he sees Yaakov Avinu's beautiful family. He sees his beautiful wives, his beautiful children. Esav, who indulged in every desire in the world, had nothing. Not his wives, not his kids. They hated him. He hated them. His kids left him. Nothing. What happened? He comes to Yaakov Avinu and says, we had a deal. The deal was, I get Olam Hazeh and you get Olam Haba. I get this world, you get that world. That's what Rashi brings in the beginning of Parshas Toldos. He looks at Esav and he looks at Yaakov and he is dying of jealousy. Dying of jealousy. Look at your family. Isn't that exactly when secular Jews come into a Shabbos home? What do they see? This is what called spiritual? This is the most physically enjoyable experience is at a Shabbos table. And Esav hated him for it. The Greeks hated us for us. And the world hates us for it. But we have to be mechazik ourselves. Because with simcha, remember, there's a myth out there, and I'm going to finish with this. I was just at the Yard Site Suda for the Bas and the Rebbe. How could you not mention the Dvar Torah from him? His grandson, Reb Meilach, mentioned the Dvar Torah that his grandfather said every Vayishlach. He asked Reb Meilach, what would my grandfather say to the anti-Semitism today? And he said such a gem. He says there's a myth out there that anti-Semitism comes when we act like Yidden and we don't pretend we're Goyim. And it's famous that that's not true. It's the opposite. And listen to what the Rebbe said, a gem. The Rebbe said, Zechat Tzadik Alokh, Rebbe Levi Yitzhak, when the Pinchas David, Zechat Tzadik Alokh, who's your sites tonight, the Boston Rebbe. He said the following. He said, Esav comes and he says he gave him a kiss. Everyone knows Rashi says, Tup shot him. Either he tried to bite him or he really kissed him. He loved him. And the question is, why did he love him? Says Rashi, what did he tell him? I kept the Tariq Mitzvahs. And because I kept the Tariq Mitzvahs, that's why you should love me. That's why. And Rebbe asked, what does that mean? And Rebbe explained, no. He said, you thought maybe Esav should hate Yaakov for keeping the mitzvah. He said, that's not how anti-Semitism works. When we do what we're supposed to, and we're Erlich Yidden, said the Rebbe Zatzal, it diminishes the hatred. When we try to be like them, it adds the hatred. So Yaakov tells Esav, don't hate me so much. In love and garrity, says Rashi, v'tariyak mitzvah shemarit, I kept the mitzvahs. So Esav hugged him and kissed him. He goes, okay, if you're keeping the mitzvahs. He said, that's what the Rebbe's message would be today. This Hanukkah, we will feel lucky. When you thank Hashem every day Hanukkah, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only for the money and the good things you have in your life, thank Hashem that you're a Yid and you're fortunate to live with a constant drive and desire to get closer, so we're never bored, we never get depressed, we're yearning to come closer. And with that, it will become a light Hanukkah full of Klal Yisrael. There is still so many people in captivity. Yes, we had a good week, Baruch Hashem, we saved. Baruch Hashem, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, 50, 60 captives, amazing. It's a small percentage. We have to daven that these captives are zoicha to go me'afei la'ira, and all the Jews that are lost today and sitting in captivity, they should also find the light of Torah, find the light of mitzvahs, and we should be zoicha to the final Geula Shleima in this month of Kislev. Have a wonderful Shabbos.